Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to LNB, Passage to Empowerment. Tonight's show is going to be about empowering others. How do we do that? Got to think on that a little bit, don't we? Anyways, live from Boulder, Colorado, we have Lydia.
Yay! Hi! Let's empower everyone.
And live from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, we have me, Nina. And
yay!
So we're having it tonight.
Yeah, she's slacking. No, she's not. She's
working on school. Yeah, she's working on her schoolwork, and hopefully it's not too darn hot wherever she is so she can actually concentrate without her brains frying, because it's really hard to stay on track when you're overheated.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
my brain
sure
fries.
Is, but, mine too. But I'm going to say is I sure do miss her.
I do too. Even though she is the boot devil.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, we always need that little bit of levity every now and then.
You know, it's like, we're lopsided without her. You know, we have two of us, and you'd think that we would balance each other. But we need, like, you and I, you're on one side, I'm kind of in the middle, and then Boo's on the other side. So we're kind of one-sided heavy. And so, I hope she catches up pretty quick because I miss her.
Me too. But anyways, well, I guess we're going to get on to our topic. But first, I'm going to give you the phone number, the area code 646-727-2914. Give us a call and weigh in on this subject or any other subject you want to talk about. We're open. We'll talk about anything.
Just about.
Well, yeah, I guess there is some limits to what we will and will not talk about, but yeah.
Yeah,
hello,
I'm not
Lydia.
Talking sports.
Oh, okay. Depends what kind of sport. I might talk sports.
I won't. Forget it. I'll put my husband on the phone. Well, empowering, when we're talking about empowering others, I was thinking about this and I was thinking that, you know, we might want to start at home empowering others, empowering a mate, empowering our children, our pets, they're fully empowered. God, I wish I had their lives sometimes, although they don't get to make any decisions, but you know, they have the easy life. So, you know, the pets, we don't have to empower. But, you know, but people that we live with, I think it's a good idea to start right where you are. Of course, you can't empower others if you're not empowered. So, you know, just as my show Time to Love talks about loving yourself so that you can love others, you know, if you're not empowered, you're not going to make other people empowered. So all
and empowerment
of these
comes from loving too.
Yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does.
It's all part and parcel. So you got to love yourself to be empowered, as far as I'm concerned. And then from there, you go on to help others be empowered. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we give away our own power to help others?
Hell no.
I think not. No. I think you just got to stand up and help when you can, but how? How do we empower them?
Good question. How? No.
It is.
You know, I think a lot of it is to, you know, I know that both of us are very strong women, and I think that sometimes, I'm sure men do it too, but I'm just going to speak from the woman's point of view. I think that sometimes women choose to do everything because they feel like they know how to do it or their way is the right way, you know. And I think you empower others by allowing them to, this is just, say, around the home, to do things and not criticize, encourage. If they're not done to your standards, sometimes you can let it slide, and sometimes you can say, well, you know, when you do clean the toilet, you do need to use a brush. you want to give some directives, but you know, but you don't want to take away their power either. I made a big mistake when my son was little, and I would leave my son with my husband. And then I'd come home and I'd kind of nitpick on things like how his diaper was put on or, you know, what did you guys eat or, you know, that type of thing. And I quickly learned that when I did that, I didn't empower my husband to step up and be the other parent. And I learned it. So I stopped it because, yes, I wanted to go out without my son sometimes. I didn't want to always be in charge or always be at home. So I think that, you know, empowering your mate to do things, you know, to cook. Maybe you're the cook in the house, but, you know, if you say, I can use some help. If you need some help, I can use some help. And but then don't criticize what they choose to make or how they make it.
Exactly. And I think empowerment also comes from teaching. Like
yes.
Teaching your children, your husband or whomever, how to do things. Like you have a special hobby or a talent, you teach them how to do it. Like I taught my children how to cook. When
mm-hmm.
they were growing up and in junior high and high school, they had one night a week where they had to plan the meal and make it. Now, I was always there to help them if they needed it. And I would just walk out of the kitchen and let them go at it. The same when they were little. Yeah. Okay, you got to make your bed. Okay, they made their beds. And let's face it, at 2 and 3 years old, their beds were not made very well, but they were made to their satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I would there again walk away. But that is empowering. Like they felt so good because they made their bed and they cleaned their room.
Yeah.
So that's all part of empowering as well. Teaching.
Mm-hmm. Teaching, encouraging. You know that, you know, especially a small, very small child, if, you know, if they put most of their toys away, it's like, oh my gosh, that was a good job, you know, or figure out how to make it fun so that they'll do it. You know, through encouragement, through praise, you know, everybody wants to be praised. Everyone wants to feel good about themselves. Yeah, even the doggies.
Yeah. Sorry about that. My girls are getting a little bit playful out here.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
No, they're not going to go outside. They won't go because the mama's not going out, so they're not going either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know how that is. They're like, no, we got to stay here. We got to stay here and bark.
Well, yeah, they don't do it very often, so hopefully they'll be good now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, back to that. Now, empowering everybody at home, I think we kind of got that figured out.
Mm-hmm.
To some extent, anyways. What
about empowering coworkers? My last job, I was in a position of leadership, and I would watch my coworkers, and I would see what they were good at, and I actually empowered them by giving them more to do, by admitting that, you know, I wasn't the best. I had one woman I worked with, and she could fix just about anything, and she took great pride in it. So, you know, I learned to ask her to fix things, and then I'd praise her, and she really liked that. She worked really well for me because, you know, I was like, gosh, if you want something fixed, you call Colleen. She's the fixer, you know, and she really mm-hmm. was. Like, she'd get the screwdrivers. I mean, she was amazing, you know, and I could have done it. I like to fix things, kind of, but I found that she was very, very good at it. You know, whenever I would find that someone was good at something, it wasn't like I gave them more work, but I praised them for being, you know, good. You know, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, and to acknowledge someone's strengths, I think, empowers them.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And I find, too, that sometimes when somebody is feeling down about themselves, you can help them by just talking to them and talking about their strengths and how much you admire them, because I know anybody that I know that has a particular talent or strength, I do admire them for that, because it's totally awesome, you know, whatever it may be. Like you with your pottery, and Mel and her jewelry and her photography, and those talents you both have are so amazing to me. And I love them. And I think, you know, talking about things like that can maybe help a friend get out of the doldrums too, which helps them be empowered.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know, and that goes along with a smile. If you're seeing that friend in person, you know, to give them a big old smile, maybe a big old hug, and tell them how glad you are to see them and how much they mean to you. You know, I don't know if we've talked on this show. I know I have. You know, I really believe in telling people that you love them, because, you know, you just never know what's going to happen in this life. And I've lost many people, and I don't like to have regrets. So I figure if I tell the people I love that I love them, every time we part ways, give them a little kiss or hug and say, I love you, then if anything happens to either one of us, they'll remember that.
Exactly.
I think that's empowering.
It is very empowering for both of you, you know, for you, for doing it, and for the receiver as well. And I know it's something I do, and I've been doing since a very young age. I lost my mom when I was 12, and you learn at that age, well, I did anyways, that you appreciate the person for the person, not for the things that they have, but for that person and their personality and the person that they are. And I learned back then that I always tell everybody I love them. I always give them a hug. It's just something I just learned to do, because you never know when it may be the last hug and then the last I love you.
I learned it too.
I don't want to make everybody sad. It's not my intention. Mm-hmm. My intention is to empower you to being the best person you can be without any regrets.
Mm-hmm. Well, because empowerment is really one of the most important acts of kindness you can do for someone else, I think, to empower them. And, you know, I try to be very, very kind. It's important to me. It doesn't really take up any energy to me. It comes very natural. But maybe it wouldn't come natural to some people. You know, in my last job, I worked with a lot of different people, young. I think I might have been one of the oldest there, but, you know, lots of younger people. And I learned how to empower them, like I said, to, you know, really see their strengths and not criticizing them. I had to give reviews, and, you know, to my boss about the people that I worked with. And, you know, I tried to really bring out their strengths and didn't criticize them like, you know, you're very lazy. But I would say, you know, I could use your energy. You know, I would start out saying something like, you have tremendous energy, and I could really use that energy when we're really busy. You know, instead of saying, because a lot of times when we got really busy, some people, I don't know what happened to them, but they just started flagging. And when I told them I could use their energy, that, you know, let's have a good energy atmosphere, they worked on that. So I didn't absolutely criticize them. I think I helped them, I empowered them to see their own strengths, definitely. And I think
and
that's
knowing you the way
thing.
I do, yeah, you did that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
I went over.
You didn't feel good about it.
You know, I was in a tough situation. I went for this job, and then she said, well, my boss said, this is a lead position. And I was like, well, what does that mean? And she's like, well, on the weekends, you're going to be in charge, and if I'm not around, you're going to be in charge, and basically, you're going to pretty much be in charge, and you're going to be my eyes and my ears, you know, when I'm not around. And I said, what will that, I said, what do the other people think? You know, because she was hiring outside for this position, and she said, well, no one wants it. Well, that wasn't quite true, because when I found out when I got the position, once they trusted me, that they really, some of them did kind of want that position. And so I had to win them over. I was like an interloper, mm-hmm. and I knew nothing. And this was a job where you had to wear probably about 5 different hats, and you had to wear them really well, and it was high stress and high energy, and so I had to win them over. So yeah, and one lady that was the fixer around the place, she wasn't sure about me at all. We were about the same age. I think I was like a couple months older, and she just was not sure about me. But I won her over, and I won her over with kindness and also really, you know, seeing her strengths. And what I found out, which was really strange, is that my boss, she didn't praise people. And I don't give praise out untruthfully. I tell the truth, but I like to give out praise. I see that people need that. You know, I love people.
No,
so
yeah,
people feel that love, and then they, you know, I feel like I was, well, I know I was one of the best bosses there was, because they all loved me. When I left, there was many tears, and I had a party, and I think everyone that could showed up. I mean, it was big.
Of course it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Lydia. And, you know,
I love
it's
everybody.
Always important. Well, of course. And it's always important to always point out the person's strengths and not their weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
They have a weakness and you try and help them through it instead of pointing it out to them.
Right.
Some people are just not everybody can be good at everything.
It's true.
Some of the
people had been there a long time at this job, and when we would get new people, they were not the most helpful. I remember we hired a young woman, and I didn't hire her. That's the one thing I didn't do is hire. But my boss hired a woman, and I had been off for a few days, and when I came back, oh, man, there was so much criticism, and the girl was just 18. And she had graduated high school, but she was so enthusiastic and she was so sweet, and people, and she wanted people to like her, and people were very harsh with her. And so I basically said, hey, you know, I remember, I'm lots older than you, and I remember what it was like to be young and trying to fit in my very first job. I said, you know, mm-hmm. you got to cut her some slack. And you know what? Because I said that, people embraced her, and you know, She went back, she went to college, went off to college, but, you know, people still on Facebook, I, you know, from who I worked with, and, you know, I see what she's done, and people are always saying things to her, and, you know, that she just endeared herself to everyone. So she kind of had a little bit of what I had. What I have is that, you know, I just love people, and she just was enthusiastic, and they were, you know, because she was young, they were being creepy to her. I was like, man, I'm lots older than you, and I love her. She's great. You know, give her some room. Help her out. You know, but, yeah, that first day, I mean, I think just almost everyone came to me complaining about her. I was just like,
oh,
knock
dear.
It off. Knock it off. You know, and sometimes empowering others mean curbing your ego. You've got to curb your own ego. Sometimes, you know, like, I have a big ego sometimes, and I want to do everything, and I think I know how to do it. But sometimes I need to step back and realize I need to let other people have room to shine.
Yeah.
So
for sure. And I, yeah, it's sometimes it's easier to do it yourself, but if you do it yourself all the time, how can anybody else learn? And that is empowering. Learning is empowering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. I know I have to, every once in a while, step on myself, too, and say, whoa, step back. Let them try. Let them fail, because that's how they're going to learn.
Yep.
You know, all you can do is teach them and then sit back and let it happen. And if they ask for help, yeah, be there for sure. But if they don't, let them go.
Yep, definitely.
Let them feel empowered.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I have a knack for it, but not to toot my own horn or anything, but and sometimes I have to step back. I have to take a back seat. And I learned this the last job that I had, the last, you know, formal paying job. That's what I had to do. And I found it very empowering to watch other people succeed, empowered them, but it also empowered me.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Because you know that you have been a good teacher then.
Right, right. You know, and even people that, you know, even the smallest praise, I think some people really struggle. Say you're a teacher or, well, you know, and that's what I did in my job. I would teach people how to do what we all had to do. And some people struggled with it. It wasn't the easiest job. And, you know, I found that I could really get them to do better and feel better by picking out the things that they learned right away and praising
mm-hmm.
them for that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Lydia. I'm falling asleep here.
You are.
Sorry, everyone.
No, I'm talking a lot. But, you know, Nina, you work with
kids. No, that's
kids.
Not why. Yeah, that's not why I'm falling asleep. I had a very rough night last night. I got very little sleep. So, yeah, I'm just a tad bit tired tonight. But I will wake up, I promise.
I'm going to empower you because, you know, you work with children. And I think that is an area that is so important. And I feel like, you know, empowering them is extremely important for their development and their self-image and all of that. And do you have any ideas how you empower people, young people, the kids that you work with?
I do, but, you know, that's our show next week.
Oh, it is. Okay, so we're not going to talk about that today. Ah, yeah,
we're
empowering
not
children.
Talk about the littler ones so much tonight, because we are going
mm-hmm.
to be talking about them next week, and I'll give you some insights and maybe how to win the kids over without screaming match and stuff like that. But, yeah, to empower people, it's, I think, sometimes, depending on your mood, it could be very difficult. You have to be in a very special state of mind sometimes, and if you're not in that state, especially if whomever you're trying to help and or teach and or empower may be getting on your nerves. Now, how do we get around that, Lydia?
How do we get around Go ahead. What do you have?
You know, I have to just, have to take a step back and maybe just tell the person, just hang on a second, I'll be right back. Go make myself a cup of tea and just sit back and think. Because I know if I was to go in right at that moment, I may say or do something I shouldn't. And I know better than that after all these years of working with kids and stuff. Sometimes you have to take that 10-second timeout just to give yourself a chance to come at the situation in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got?
Well, I was going to say, you know, walking away for a little bit, you know, however you can do it, do that, is just to remove yourself and gain your, you know, when you're in that situation of, you know, you're getting your buttons pushed or you're upset, you know, it's very hard to be on an even keel and think of how you can empower someone in a bad situation. So, instead of yelling or whatever, you might want to sit back and step back, walk away, take a deep breath. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back, you know, and go in there and go in the stall, count to 10, take some deep breaths, wash your hands, just stall. And, you know, I usually ask myself or my higher self, What should I do with this person, or how am I going to approach this when I'm not feeling the most loving? That's hard. It's very hard, but
it is.
It
can be very, very hard.
I usually come up with something, though.
Yeah, I do too. As long as I remember to take that 10-second timeout or whatever timeout I need. I usually do. And then there's the times where whatever is happening, I found particularly funny. And I do this with the kids quite often because they'll be doing something they shouldn't really be doing. But it's so darn cute and so darn funny, I have to turn my back on them while I giggle my face off.
Yeah, because you don't want them doing it again, but it, kids are funny and they are cute. Yeah, that's why we don't kill them, is because they're so darn cute. I'm teasing. I am teasing. Yeah, but, you know, that's my philosophy with puppies, too. You know, God made puppies so darn cute so that when you come home and there is a mess all over, whether it be, you know, they couldn't hold it. Or garbage, or underwear, or my dog is really funny. Loki, my male dog, he wouldn't touch my underwear or anything. But if I leave something on the bed, he likes to lie on our bed when we're not home. If I leave something on the bed with a zipper or a button, he will chew them. He won't chew Mike's. But he'll chew mine. He'll chew the zipper out. I'm real funny. And he'll chew the buttons. The other day I went to put on a blouse, and at least he didn't completely demolish the button, but he chewed it so that half of it was gone. Luckily, it was down low enough. I don't think anyone noticed. I've got to replace that button. But, yeah, but I think, you know, and God just, and he's just the cutest boy. And he knows, I think he poses. I think when we're gone, he sits in front of the mirror and practices his cute looks because he's kind of mischievous. That's why his name is Loki, the god of mischief. And I've never hurt a dog. I would never hurt a dog. But, man, sometimes he makes me angry, but then I look at him and he's just so darn cute. So darn cute. I think that's, you
well,
know,
that's
God
a very strange fetish, Lydia.
Isn't it?
I have
it?
Never heard
oh,
that
yeah.
one before.
Oh, I know. I've never even, and he won't do it to Mike's, just mine. So I have to really, you know, like say I'm rushing in and, you know, I need to change my blouse and, you know, I just throw it on the bed and, you know, and then grab another blouse and walk out the door. And sure enough, you know, I haven't done it in a while, but, Yeah, the other day I realized that, that blouse was on the bed at some point, and he went to it. Yeah,
boy.
And I think it's my smell too. He, you know, he's like, oh, that's mama's
mm-hmm.
smell. I should eat that blouse, but I don't eat the blouse. I'll just eat the buttons. I don't know what the heck gets in the dogs. I don't know. You know, he's bored.
I don't know
what
it's your male dog and Brenda's male dog Ty seem to have the same kind of personality. Let's just bug
yeah.
the mama and
yeah.
be cute about
oh,
it.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah, and they're both part Chow.
Yeah.
Yes. So
maybe
that
got
has
something
to do with
it. I don't know.
I don't know. They're,
maybe they just love their mamas.
Well, Loki thinks that the sun rises and sets on my behind, but, you know, yeah. So I've empowered him enough. But, yeah, for kids and for, you know, and for people that you're working with, people that you're around, you know, people that you don't know, I think that you really need to acknowledge people. Like the cashier at the supermarket, your wait person at the restaurant, you know, the doorman, the street clean, all, you know, janitors. These people are not transparent. And I think that if you acknowledge them, if you acknowledge the service that they give, not just a tip, but if you look at them, you know, when a waiter or waitress approaches our table and says, good evening, how are you this evening? You know, the standard answer is good. And then they're
mm-hmm.
like, I'll be your waitress tonight or whatever. But I always say, and how are you tonight? And you know what? I bet 8 times out of 10, the wait person looks at me and they tell me, and then they'll say, thanks for asking. Like they're surprised.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah, I do the same thing.
I think it makes people notice that they're there. I also acknowledge
yeah.
anybody who comes into my home and gives me a service, from the repairman to the plumber to the electrician to anybody that comes in. I praise them up and down, and I swear I get the best service. In fact, I have a plumber. Plumbing company, and they have really, really good workers, and customer service is a big thing to them, as it should be for all businesses, but that's another that's another show.
Yeah, we won't go into that.
Really. But you know, because I praise them, and I'm, like, truly interested. Like, when a guy came out to repair my dishwasher, you know, I watched him, I talked to him, you know, I looked at what he was doing, I was like, I gave them praise, and one, you know, a couple of times they were like, well, you know, you didn't need this, but I did this, and you know, I gave you this part. I'm just going to throw that in. They'll say, you know, I'm kind of surprised, and I don't do it for that reason. I truly do it because I want to empower them. I want them to know I don't think that they're better that I'm better than them just because, you know, they're
mm-hmm.
fixing something for me. So I feel like that is, when you're out, is to really, you know, connect with people. And sometimes it's just really smiling at people, you know, asking how they're going. If you see someone that's really frustrated, you know, let's face it, public service jobs are hard. You know, you might just even lend a comforting word, like, well, you know, a lot of times I'll say, well, when's your shift off? And they'll say 20 minutes. I'll go, well, I hope it goes it goes really fast and you get to go home and relax or something like that. And, or I tell them, I hope that the rest of your day goes well. You know, just give them a little bit of something to hope for. You know, a lot of the times.
Yeah.
You know, the cashiers at the supermarket. You know, I used to remember when that was a really good job. Now they're, you know, phasing out the real people and making it all automated, and they always yell at me to put that thing in the bag. And, you know, it's just, I really hate those electronic voices. You know, I start yelling at them. In fact, this one store I go to when it's late at night, that's all they have is the electronic ones. And I've had the one guy, he knows me, and I go, would you shut up? You know, because she's not a real person. She's a machine. And so he'll come over, and one time he even opened, because I had quite a few things, and he says, come on, I'm going to open up the checkout, and I'm going to check you out. because, you know, but it's because I'm always nice to him.
Well, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I know I don't use the automated ones very often. I prefer the interaction with the cashiers myself.
Me and you both.
Yeah, it's so much more pleasant to have a nice conversation while they're ringing your groceries through and mm-hmm. you know, asking them how their day was. And I know there's one particular cashier where I go get a majority of our fresh groceries every week. And we always seem to end up in her till, and her and I have actually become quite good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of my weekly shopping trips, and you know, I ask her how her week was, and she asked me how mine was, and yeah, it's kind of a nice conversation, a nice way to pass the time, and I think it helps her to know that somebody does appreciate what she is doing.
Yeah, and I say things like that too. I tell people that I really appreciate them, or you know, if I get really good service, I try to, you know, a lot of times if I have time, I'll say, is there a manager around? And they kind of look at me like, uh-oh, what did I do? And if she calls the manager over, I'll say right in front of her, I'll say, you know, you cannot teach good customer service. It's a skill, and this person has it, and I just wanted you to know that I just really appreciate you having good employees like this woman or man, whatever. And mm-hmm. I've done that. I do that all the time. When I have time, I write letters. I will also complain, but you know, I want to empower those that are good, and I truly do feel that customer service is a dying art in many cases, and you just can't teach people to care about others, sincerely care about others, and when I get that kind of treatment, I always acknowledge them.
Now, I don't think you can teach people to care about others, but since they are working, they should care about the money they're making.
Well, and that's something, it's true.
Yeah, and it's frustrating at times. As you know, I've had some pretty lousy customer service lately, so we're not going to get too much into that because I've had some really positive, awesome customer service as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know,
thank goodness that the good far outweighs the bad. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, well, and that's you. And also, I think empowering others means that, you know, you don't accept poor or shoddy. You know, I think that if, you know, maybe someone doesn't know. I give praise, but I will tell people, you know, they might not realize, but I'm paying their salary. If you didn't have customers, you know, they're not going to, you know, you won't be able to hire people. You won't be able to keep people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so in a way, it's like a teaching thing, too. Some people take it to heart. Some people don't. But I definitely feel that it's important to praise those that are giving the right kind of service and encourage the ones that aren't because, you know, it's hard. It's hard to work with the public.
How do we encourage the ones that aren't, Lydia?
Encourage the ones that aren't? You know, it's like, I would first say their strengths. Like, boy, you're very efficient. I noticed that you were very efficient. You knew all, let's just say a cashier at the supermarket. You knew all the codes, and, you know, I appreciate your efficiency. However, you could have looked me in the eye and smiled when I asked how your day was going. You know, I mean, I might want to tell them that, or I might want to tell their manager, and I will, you know, but I don't usually just criticize. I've just learned it is to, you know, give a positive, you know, one thing that they did right, and then say, you know, but they also blah, blah, blah. So I think encouraging what they're doing right, but also demanding, you know, and that's an empowerment thing for yourself, but again, if you empower yourself, it's going to empower others.
Well, I'm glad to know that you and I are on the same track because that's what I would do too, but I wasn't sure. I thought maybe I might have slipped up somewhere.
No, I don't think so. We operate very similarly. Like I said, you and I are kind of the one side of the pendulum, and then we got, you know, Brenda on the other side, and she does balance us out a bit because, you know, she would have some wisecrack, probably. Possibly. She might have a wisecrack. Hey, but, you know, you guys,
yeah,
there's still some time left. So if you have any, if you want to weigh in on this at all, anything, maybe about a coworker, maybe about a mate or a friend, give us a call at 646-727-2914. Love to hear from you. If you're listening in the archives, boy, I bet you just are going to be bursting with stuff, maybe questions or maybe comments about them. But we won't know about that. But you can always go to LNB, Passage to Empowerment, and maybe give us some feedback about our shows. We really appreciate that. We want to empower you.
Yeah, go to
you.
The website.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the website and give us some info, lnbp2, as the number 2e.com, and give us some feedback about the show, about any shows that you would like to see coming up, any questions you may have, anything like that. Just give us some feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, and that's the way we're empowering you. You know, that you could give us some feedback. When I had to give reviews at my job, I used to always ask them how I could improve. What can I do to better be your lead, you know, better be your boss when nobody else is around? What can I do? And I learned a lot. I learned a lot. That job, if nothing else, it also helped me in my public speaking. I gave tours. I learned that I could talk to anybody, and it was a good job while I had it. It empowered me, definitely empowered me. As
but
Nina
said, public speaker, talk to anybody before you went to that job, my darling.
Oh, but it really refined me. It refined me. It was awesome. It was like being a stand-up comedian, teacher, everything all at once, and an authoritative thing, because we would walk through a factory and I had to keep people safe. So I also had to have boundaries, and I had to let people know this was serious. They could hurt themselves or cause an accident, and we couldn't have that. So, yeah, it was very, very interesting job. I really liked it. You know, when we empower others, we make the world a much better place. So that's something that I really want to talk a little bit about, because if we were all empowered, just like if we all loved ourselves, if we all were empowered, this world would work a lot better. We'd get along.
Oh, for sure.
Because
that would mean that everybody would be kind. And
yes,
would smile at each other, and would be polite. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we handle all of that at once? I think we could handle that, you know?
I could handle it, that's for sure. But, you know, my world is like that. I have a very good world. Maybe I'm not out in enough, some people might say, or, you know, I'm not in a place that, you know, that's super big. I'm not in New York City, although wherever I go, you know, I try to empower others, and then I'm empowered, and it just makes things more smooth.
Well, for sure, and irregardless, my world is pretty good, too, because let's face it, I work with kids all day long.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you have a good, it's a pretty good life. I get all the hugs and kisses I could ever need. Dirty faces. Dirty hands. And all the laughter. All the laughter I could ever use.
Yeah, and all the kids that tell you they love you, what you cook them.
Yeah, you're a good cooker, Nina. You're a better cooker than my mommy. I hear that often.
Uh-oh. That's, but then maybe endear you to the moms, or maybe it does. That would be good.
Well, my moms are pretty good. They've all been with me for a long time, and they've been all with me since their babies were infants. And the youngest one is 2 now, well, just over 2, and she's been with me for 2 years because she came here at 3 months old. So she's been here for a while. There's just her and her daddy, And she's been with me for a while, and the oldest one I have now, he's 8. So he's been with me since he was just a little over, well, just under a year old. So, yeah, they've all been with me for a while, so have the parents. So they all know I can cook.
Mm-hmm. Well, give you 15 minutes and, you know, around Nina, and you know she can cook because she's awesome. That, or even just know her on Facebook and you know she can cook because she's always has some really good recipes she's nabbed from somewhere, and she'll post them, and sometimes she thinks of me and my my gluten-free intolerance or my gluten intolerances, and will, you know, hey, Lydia, I think you'll like this. I'm like, yay.
Yeah, I've found quite a bit for you lately. There seems to be more and more. And what I'm loving right now is the nummy salads that they're starting to bring out with all these other ingredients that I never thought of using in salads. It's fantastic, and that's empowering to me, my palate, and my body.
Yeah. That's the truth.
My body loves them veggies.
Oh, yes. And, boy, my garden has a bunch of veggies coming around. You know, and that's another way that you can empower people to give to them. You know, I have a lot of extra veggies. You know, I try to find people that would have veggies, but maybe they don't have a time for the garden. You know, and let's face it, when you have a zucchini plant, you have a lot of zucchini or cucumbers.
Oh, yeah.
Cucumbers really grow quickly. And, you know, you think you might see a cucumber, and then you forget to look under that leaf, and the next day you go, and it's grown twice its size, and you can't miss it. But, yeah, right now I have tons of cucumbers and zucchinis.
I can't give them away. I've only got tomato plants. Actually, in the backyard, because as you know, we grow flowers here. We don't grow veggies. But one of one of my oil wife friends, whom I call my adopted daughter, she gave me 7 tomato plants. Lydia,
oh, nice.
I have so many darn tomatoes. It's not even funny. I'll be freezing tomatoes for sure.
Yeah, you will. Or you can make salsa and give it away. You know, make big batches of salsa. You can puree it and freeze it. You know that.
I know. There's so many. Yeah, I do. There's so many possibilities. But you know what? With tomatoes, it's just as easy to freeze them as it is if you're going to can. It's just as easy because you're going to use them in soups and sauces anyway. So you might as well freeze them rather than can them because it's a whole lot of work to can tomatoes. But I do a lot with tomatoes anyways because I do love them. Always making my own spaghetti sauces and stuff like that. And, you know, making good, nutritious meals is empowering for the people that you're cooking for, too, because nutrition is always something we need for our bodies and our minds.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And, you know, now I just thought of another way you can empower people. You can, and you mentioned it, like, you know, you said that, you know, that you might, you know, praise me because of my gifts of making pottery and Mel's amazing talents with jewelry and photography, but also to go to someone that might be a good cook. Maybe you're not as good a cook, but go to someone and ask for the recipe or say to them, hey, you know, I'll be your sous chef, I'll do all the chopping and everything. Will you show me that, how to make that? I would love that. That is very empowering. It goes along with praising and encouraging people. But, you know, go to people that are really good at something. You know, your best friend. You know, maybe she is really good at braiding hair. And it's very hard to braid your own hair really well. And, you know, you might just, you know, say, hey, you know, I'm going out tonight. Could you braid my hair? Would you have time to do that? And then praise her a lot for it. You know, it just empowers people. They feel better about themselves. And when we feel better about ourselves, then we're more apt to be empowered. And I know you've said this quote. It is one of my favorite Maya Angelou quotes. And that is, she said, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Yeah. If you make them feel loved or encouraged or whatever, it's, you know, if it's positive, that's what they're going to remember about you.
Mm-hmm.
How you made them feel. I love that quote. Yeah, I love that woman.
Yeah, me too. That quote is just like wrapping yourself in a cocoon. Like, it's so comforting.
It is.
She was such an inspiring woman, you know, and just totally inspiring. And it's just, yeah, okay, I feel all warm and fuzzy now.
I do too. And you know what? And she was empowered. You know, I've said before when she passed, we talked a little bit about it, but I saw her and I was probably in my mid-30s, and I really feel that she was the first woman that I ever saw that was so empowered. She took my breath away. Her beauty and her power just took my breath away. Mm-hmm. I was in awe. I think most of the time I sat there with my jaw open because she wowed me. She wowed me. And one thing she did, she was in her talk was about empowering others to write, and specifically to write poetry. And I'll never forget that. And I don't write poetry that often, but when I do, I think of Maya Angelou and how she helped empower me to believe that I could write poetry. So that's another thing, empowering others to believe in themselves. And, you know, it kind of goes with what we've been talking about to encourage them and that stuff that helps them believe in themselves. I think when you believe in yourself, you're empowered.
Yeah, for sure.
There's so many
ways to empower a person, and I think believing in them and yourself is probably one of the biggest ways. Mm-hmm. Just giving them that little bit of love and telling them, you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when we approached Nina to do a show, and Nina was like, huh? And we're like, you can do this. Come on, we're going to all do it together. And I have to say that LNB is an empowered and empowering force in the universe. You know, Lydia, Nina, and Brenda, we want to empower, and I think that we do a good job.
I think we do, too, and I've gotten some very positive feedback from quite a few of my friends and family that have listened to us, and they always remark how wonderful they feel after they've listened to one of our shows. So that's empowering for me to hear. And it makes me want to continue on with what I'm doing, even though it just seems like all we do is sit here and chat away to each other. But really, you know, folks, it does take a little bit of thinking on our parts. And we do really and truly want to make you and us better people. We want to empower you to be the very best you can be.
Yeah. And, you know, and that brings up another thing, empowering others, encouraging people to be who they are. I don't want Nina to be me. We can't make Brenda be anybody else than who she is. She's completely empowered.
We wouldn't
want
to try.
No, well, it'd be a lost cause. But really and truly, we want you all to be who you are, to be your authentic self, to be, you know, to be yourself. You know, I believe the Creator made everybody different for a reason, to express things differently, to find their gifts and talents and go for it. So I think that That's another way to empower people. Really encourage them. You know, they don't have to be the rock star. They don't have to be, you know, their favorite actor or actress. They don't have to be their mothers or their fathers or their best friend, but they got to be themselves.
Yep, for sure, and hopefully the best you can be. That's that's all we can hope for, is to be the best that we can be. And Lydia, it's almost time. It's almost time for the show to wrap up. I, other than what shows we do have the rest of the week, Wednesday is in the studio with Lennis at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Friday is Friday Traffic Jams at 5 p.m. Pacific time with Lennis, 1 hour of music to get your weekend started. And then Sunday is Psychic Readings at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And that's every ninth caller. She still has that special on. We'll get a free reading. Lennis was very, very sick yesterday. I guess she had food poisoning. So she had to cancel her show. So I hope she is feeling much better. I know when I talked to her earlier on Facebook, her stomach was still pretty sore. So I'm really hoping and praying that she is feeling much, much better. And that, I'm going to just say one more thing, and that is this is our second to last show on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Our last show on the network will be next week, so please listen in. We'll give you more of a hint of what's going on. Lydia, of course, told everybody on Saturday, but if you weren't listening, then you will have to wait till next week to find out what's happening.
Or listen to my show in the archives.
Sorry. I wasn't even thinking that. I'm so glad you're here with me.
I know. I'm so glad to be here with you, Nina. It's been a really empowering night, empowering others as well as ourselves. I think that we'll be telling people more and more as we know it. Follow us on Facebook or come to lnb.p2e. That's Passage to Empowerment, and you know, and just check in. Some of us write blogs, and some of us don't, or don't do it regularly. But yeah, you can look around on our website. So, you know,
that would be me not doing it regularly.
Or me lately. Actually, I was thinking today. I was in a writing kind of mood, and I was thinking about it today that I hadn't been there in a while. So, anyway.
Okay. Anything else you want to say, Lydia? Because I'm going to close before we go into meditation. I think I'm going to do the Apache blessing again because I think it is empowering.
It is empowering.
Do you have anything else?
I have one more quote, and this is something that I really believe in. It says, and it's Robert Ballard. I don't know who he is, but anyway, good old Bob. He had a good one. He said, "I think the most important thing people can do to save our planet and the human race is to empower women." And I say women and men.
Mm-hmm.
There we have it.
That's a good one. Okay. Now the Apache blessing is, may the sun bring you new energy by day. May the moon softly restore you by night. May the rain wash away your worries. May the breeze blow new strength into your being. May you walk gently through the world and know its beauty all the days of your life. I am going to actually read that to you every show from now on because I think it's something we should all remember. And now we will go into our meditation, if I can find it, way down at the bottom. There it is. So turn the lights down low, get yourself comfortable, light a candle if you have it, and get ready to meditate.
Now that you are relaxed, my voice and the nature sounds continue to take you deeper. You are on on a brilliant and loving journey, speaking the words, I am that, that I am. You are empowered to create the life of your highest good and joy. As you sleep each night, you see your dreams and aspirations. They safely meet you with joy and love. You happily accept and embrace them. Accept and see yourself healthy and healed, reflecting your chosen physical form. Accept and see yourself in your chosen financial position. See yourself accepting the goals you choose to manifest in your life. Your goals, dreams, and aspirations are completely in your control. Every day, you awake refreshed, energetic, and you accept the power to realize love, happiness, and the goals that serve you. You are love. You are brilliant. You are healthy. You are healed. You are secure. You speak these words to yourself daily, several times a day. I am that, that I am. I am that.
Good night, Lydia. Love you. Have a good week, everyone.